Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob. We are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, the way sports talk radio should be. We got Dana Scott, who is a writer for the Arizona Republic, covers the Phoenix Suns. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about those Suns. And, of course, they made the biggest splash of the trade deadline season by acquiring Kevin Durant, one of the best players we've ever seen and currently one of the best players in the NBA. Also, Rob, Trash Talking Tuesday is now we're doing it in the second hour to give other people a chance to weigh in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Call in about 30 minutes or so, 30, 35 minutes, and be ready to trash the person, the team, the situation of your choice. Rob, are you trashing still or what?
No, just here.
Because you're not
right
with
now.
Deadspin anymore. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay.
So you got in your mind, is there somebody you want to trash or?
You know what? I just
Doug
thought
Gottlieb.
Of this.
Chris.
No. Other than Doug Gottlieb, that was my trashing this morning. Exactly. But you know what's funny? And I don't know, Chris, maybe I'm being picky or whatever. Why are certain coaches, and they say that they've agreed to part ways or something of that term, and Nate McMillan gets fired? Do you know what I mean? Like, I always
no,
love the.
That's interesting. I'd like to go back and kind of look at the way stuff is worded. I don't know. Obviously, sometimes you hear, you even joke about, oh, yeah, they decided to part ways.
Exactly.
You know, the guy got fired.
The guy got fired. And
it's
I just wonder.
I would look, yeah, I don't know if you're saying that is race. Is that a
no,
fact?
No,
I don't know.
I'm just curious on when is it that you're fired and when is it that you parted ways is what I'm trying to say. Like, I hear
right.
that. And Chris, just like you said, it's usually guys who've gotten fired. Like, it ain't they stepped away from a job. You don't step away from those kind of jobs. You don't. Very seldom. So I don't know what the term, why we say, Nate McMillan was fired today, and then if Joe Judge gets fired with the Giants, you say, the Giants and Joe Judge decided to part ways today. That's the way it's been
reported. Steve Nash, Rob. Yep. It was that they mutually parted ways. I mean, every blue moon does it happen, I guess, yeah. But in most cases, you're right. Period. You got fired.
I just don't get that. They got fired.
It'd be interesting. I haven't thought about it, but it would be interesting to go back and see, you know,
the wording on different coaches.
Fired.
I would like that. Chris, that would be interesting.
Mutually part
ways. God knows I've been fired before, so I know how that is. You know,
you mutually parted ways?
No, they never said I mutually parted ways.
ESPN, I know that was your contract just expired.
My contract expired.
Was that worded as you got fired, or was it more like, hey, mutual part?
They agreed not to. They decided not to renew my contract.
Okay,
and still you get fired. I don't care what anybody said.
But that isn't. I don't. I mean, I get you wanted to go back. I get, but you know what I mean. Like,
no, I guess it,
it's
right.
A little
they didn't fire me in the middle of a
quite,
contract.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
They would have, but no.
Oh, thanks. You like
I'm
that
just
one?
Playing with you. I don't know. That would have been interesting. That was an interesting scenario. You put yourself
very,
in.
Very interesting. But I think I'll bounce back. I'm okay.
Oh yeah, you definitely bounce back. We doing it, baby. The Odd Couple. All right, Rob. Let's get to this. I have a very strong opinion on this. There's talk. Look, I think the Phoenix Suns, on paper, Rob, are the best team in the league, and there are those saying if they don't win the championship this year, it's a disappointment. I'm going to take it further. It's a failure. It's not just a disappointment. It's going to be disappointing for Dallas when they don't win the championship, but it won't be a failure. It'll be disappointing, you know, for who else, Rob?
The Celtics?
New Orleans or Memphis or... Well, right. The Celtics, I mean, maybe would they – look, they're not
like
head
if the Celtics,
and shoulders above everybody. You're right. I don't know if it would be a failure. They might just get beat by Milwaukee or Phoenix.
But
would
do they
you
have
call
any
that a failure? Is that just a disappointment?
I don't know. I'm just saying from the standpoint that they went there last year, they have the best record. If they don't win this year again, then what would be the excuse? You know what I mean? Unless – would you use the coaching situation?
See, I think a failure is when you should win it.
Okay.
Now, Boston's great. I think right now, and again, we haven't even seen Phoenix, right, with Kevin Durant. But Phoenix, Milwaukee, Rob, and Boston, would you agree, at least on paper, and obviously we've seen the other
paper,
two.
Yeah, on paper, those are the two
They look
teams.
Like the three best teams. Now,
and then
I'm
I would
not
say,
saying
yeah.
Philly has no shot. Denver,
you're not saying
the
that the Clippers don't have a shot. Right.
But you're not going to look at the Clippers and say it was a failure. I mean, we might look at this stretch, right, with Kawhi
if it's
and
all
Paul
over,
George,
right,
and say,
right.
yeah,
after
that was a failure.
After it's all over, it failed, right.
Just like we look at Brooklyn. That was a failure for many reasons, but it was a failure. But here's why I think it's a failure, Rob. And a lot of people are saying, look, I they only got 20-some-odd games to get their chemistry right. And I get that. There's truth to that. But, heck, Dallas just traded for Kyrie Irving. So they're making, you know, they got adjustments to make. Milwaukee hasn't had Chris Middleton for the majority of the season.
Are they ever going to get him back for real, Chris?
He was back before the All-Star break, Rob, and playing well. Like, not quite himself, but started shooting it well, was hitting about half his shots,
right.
About giving you about 18 points a game for about a 10-game stretch. But then the knee flared up again, and the soreness returned. And so that's scary because – I don't know if he's going to be able to play consistently this season and this postseason. So that's a
and
problem
without him,
that they have.
And without him, they got a problem.
Yeah, because they won 12 straight, and he played in most of those, right? They're on a 12-game win streak. They won 14-15. They're playing well, but Boston might be better if they don't have Middleton. But, Rob, I don't really want to hear – let me – finish this thought. What, the Clippers, Rob, just added Russell Westbrook. Hey, Russell Westbrook isn't the type of piece you just add and, oh, it just happens smoothly. I'm not saying it can't work, but, you know, he's a demonstrative style of play that you're going to have to adjust to a little bit,
right,
even if
right.
he's coming off the bench. So my point is just a lot of teams are making moves, Rob, so I don't want to hear that excuse. Kevin Durant's game is the – as far as superstars go, Rob, there's not a superstar in the league that is more adaptable than Kevin Durant.
I agree. And before Kevin Durant got hurt, Chris, he had that Brooklyn team rolling 18 out of 21.
Yep.
And you're going to an even better team, I think, a team that's already been to the finals. So there's your reasoning. It's like he was rolling with – you know, Kyrie, obviously, is a good player. Ben Simmons was coming along. And then a lot of other guys who were developing
right.
and getting better. And they won 18 out of 21. And then you come to the Suns that still have their pieces in place. Veteran point guard, Chris Paul, you know.
Devin Booker, DeAndre
Booker you
Ayton.
Got. And Ayton you got. You got, like, all these pieces there. And all you got to do is catch the ball and shoot
yep.
it, Chris, and make
yep.
baskets. Seriously. Like,
they've
they got
won
a lot
11
of the other
to
stuff.
14 right now without Kevin Durant. They've won 11 to 14. So they're already playing good basketball. You mentioned they got a big four, Rob. That's a legit big four. You got the point guard who is a distributor by nature, right? You've got the two scorers who don't need to dominate the ball to get their points, Booker and Durant. And then you've got a 7-foot center who can give you 17, 18, and 10 without you having to run plays for him. I mean, and then you got still, even though you traded away some of your depth, you still have solid depth. And you've got a top coach in Monty Williams. And, Rob, here's the other – this is why I don't want to hear about, well, look, they make the finals this year or the Western Conference finals. Then next year they're really ready to roll. They're comfortable with each other. Tomorrow's not promised for this team. Chris Paul's going to be 38 in May. He's already not quite the player he used to be, and he's injury prone.
100%.
How can I be sure he's going to be ready next year, you know, for a full 80 games in playoffs? Kevin Durant, 34 in his 16th season, hasn't played more than 55 games in the last 4 years.
Hey.
How can I know? Chances are he's not playing the whole year next year.
You don't even know, Chris, really. Will he get through this year? I mean,
right.
You don't know.
But real talk, that's fair.
I'm not wishing anything, but
right.
the way he's been injured of late is just incredible. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so I think, Rob, that they have to – they got to win it. I'm not saying they can't win it next year, but they have to seize the moment. Also, Rob, they are a team that, 2 years ago, they're up 2-0 in the finals. We all thought it was over Milwaukee. They
yeah,
blow
they
the
were
next
crowning
four
Chris
games.
Paul. You right. remember all that? Booker's the next Kobe. I mean,
yep.
Chris,
yep.
They didn't yep. win another game, if you remember
it blew
that.
It. Then last year, Rob, they have the best record in the league by a mile. Only team to win over 60 games. They're up 3-2 on Dallas in the second round and get blasted.
Right.
Blasted. Not beat. Blasted the last two games. Lose that series. I mean, you know this, Rob. At a certain point, if you don't get over the hump, it's like, are you ever going to get over the hump? And now you take that team and we've given you one of the 3, 4, 5 best players in the league? No. I'm sorry, Rob. I think they got to win it. I mean, to really feel great about their season.
Yeah, I don't disagree. When you make that trade too, Chris, and you give up what you gave up, and this is about winning now. It ain't a yep. 3-year plan. And if you don't win, you got to question what happened, what went wrong, and and start pointing fingers to say, was it Chris Paul, Chris, who disappeared? You remember after the first two games? Now, Kevin Durant might play
Dallas.
Great. And
right.
and you remember, but he didn't play well. Does Booker go cold? Or you know what I mean? Like, what happened? But it's a disappointment. I'm with you 100% that they have all the horses. They have all the players that you need to get it done. They have a good coach. They've been there. I know, without Durant, they've been there already. They right. went to the mountaintop. And now you got a guy to lead you. So I'm with you. This is a big time chance for Kevin Durant, too, and the Phoenix Suns.
All right, we're throwing it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is it championship or bust for the Phoenix Suns? I mean, we get that if they get injured, all bets are off. But assuming they're healthy, is anything short of an NBA title acceptable for Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Now, Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's amazing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree with Rob and me? It's championship or bust for the Phoenix Suns. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Robert in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, long time listener.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. How long you been listening?
About 3 years. One of my friends, he put me up on you guys' show. Okay. You know, I've watched you guys from your days at ESPN. You know, love what you guys are doing.
He put you up on game.
Wow, all right. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this is a two-year type of deal. KD's been hurt. Booker's been hurt. CP3's been hurt. So your main three guys, you know, no telling, you know, who's going to catch a flat tire, you know, on this playoff push.
So we get that they could get hurt. And if they get hurt, all bets are off. But if they're not hurt.
If they're healthy this year, they don't win.
Is there any reason they shouldn't win it?
Oh, yeah. It depends on the circumstance. Like, if they're all healthy, no doubt, you know, the West is down. You know, the biggest competitor right now is Denver. You know, they should be able to handle Denver if all things are equal. They should take care of it this year. But I don't think we're going to put too much pressure on them if they lose. Like if they lose a 3-1 series.
Chris Paul's 37, about to be 38. Kevin Durant's in his 16th year. I mean, they're not going to get healthier.
CP3's like the black cat. Just like you guys talked about, he was up 2-0. Things went down against the Warriors.
Okay, but so you don't think he's capable?
I mean,
he's going to fizzle out.
By this point, when you play this long, you pretty much you are who you are. You know, when he's like 17, 18, 19 years in the league, you are who you are at this point. If he hasn't got it done by now, it's never going to happen.
Oh, that's okay. That's your view.
Yep.
Then I don't know why it's a 2-year plan. They ain't getting it done.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna get. You're right.
His
legs ain't
gonna
get better next year. Right. It's this year that you need to be ready to go. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's talk to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. If you want to jump in, we got Dre right now. What's up?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, this year is definitely win or bust for the Phoenix Suns based off the power move that Matt Ishbia made coming in as the new owner. You know, they say governor. I'm going to say owner for now in terms of the NBA. But the fact of the matter is, they're the fifth seed now, but they're four games behind Memphis for the number two seed. Denver has a little bit of a gap. But beyond the analytics, here's what it comes down to. Monty Williams needs a championship. Devin Booker, Chris Paul needs a championship. Kevin Durant obviously needs to win a championship without Steph and this idea of, you know, just hopping onto these teams. And then Phoenix as a city in the United States needs a championship. It was them against Milwaukee, as you said, Chris. Two teams without a championship. They went up 2-0, and then Milwaukee ran the tables 1-4 straight. That was leadership in terms of Coach Bud and then Giannis being the best player on the court and just kind of manhandling them. They kind of got mad-dogged in that series. And that should be like all these guys, they have to show that they can win a championship. And then the city itself, where, by the way, we have the Super Bowl every other year, it seems, right in Glendale. If you can deliver a championship for Phoenix, which great Charles Barkley broadcaster could not do in his run, I mean, that's it. You've established yourself. You've etched your name. So for all of those reasons, and don't give me this like, you know, you have time because Brooklyn had time, right?
Right.
And what happened?
You're right.
They have to get done. Thanks for taking the call.
These dudes are old. I'm not saying, Rob, they won't have any chance next year.
Right.
But they can't count on next year.
No, they have the trade is enough, Chris. The trade is enough. And that's what people, you have to look at it. It would be like, man, they got everything. They just need another point. If they get a point guard this offseason, they'll have no.
Right.
You have everything. That's the difference. Like,
absolutely.
You shouldn't be looking. There's nothing else to add, Chris.
And
nothing.
Look, if they meet Milwaukee, I get it. Giannis, I think Giannis Rob is the best player in the world. Giannis was a monster against them in the finals 2 years ago. But guess what? Chris Middleton, who knows if he'll be there? And you got Kevin Durant now. You almost beat Giannis without Durant. Now that you have him, why not beat him? If they meet Boston, Rob, we saw it last year in the playoffs, and I get it, Steve Nash didn't help him out, right? Didn't create any open looks for him or anything like that. But Boston kind of bullied Durant. They got physical with him, and I've never seen Durant look that suspect. He needs to take them out now. You will have more help in Phoenix if you meet Boston in the finals. They're younger than you. You need to put the young boys in their place, get back. Nah, I don't want to hear the excuses.
Nope, not at all.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We got Dana Scott, speaking of the Suns. He's the beat writer for the Arizona Republic.
Who we saw at the Super Bowl, Chris.
Yes,
we saw him. He stopped by the set to see
us. Nice guy. Yeah. Absolutely. Good to have him on the air.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Dana Scott, writes for the Arizona Republic, covers the Suns. Dana, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's an honor. Appreciate it.
Great to have you, my man. Great. And we, as Rob said earlier, we saw you out at the Super Bowl, man. I met you out there. Rob, I think, knew you already.
Yes.
But definitely great to see you, brother.
Dana's father and I went to the same college, Chris.
Yeah, New Haven, Connecticut.
That's how old Rob is.
Yeah,
Dana's a grown man with kids.
Yes, I know. Right, exactly. With a kid, a daughter, beautiful daughter. Yes.
Yes. All right, Dana, let's get to it. Rob and I were just saying, and we're hearing, they only got 20-something games left to get their chemistry, and this is a 2-year plan to win a championship. We're saying, look, this is a team that's been close without Kevin Durant. This is a foursome with Durant, Chris Paul, Booker, and DeAndre Ayton that the pieces fit together. Durant's not hard to fit in.
Right.
Why can't they win? If they're healthy, they should win the championship. If they're healthy, we think it's title or bust. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and right now, the steroid injection that they got after winning 9 of 11 games before they got Kevin – is basically you know, a winner now. And they basically mortgaged their future with Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges and his durability. He's never missed a game in his five-year career for Kevin Durant, who is in his 15th year. And Mikal Bridges is basically the future. He was the future of this team. So it's kind of ironic being that they got a guy who's a billionaire mortgage lender, you know, to mortgage the future of this Phoenix Suns team.
Did you write that? Now. That would have been a good lead right there. I like that lead, right? That would have been good.
Yeah. So it better work. And with the history of super teams that we've seen over time, we've seen this before. We've seen the Brooklyn Nets fall apart. We've seen the Los Angeles Lakers mortgage their future and fall apart after winning the 2020 title, and they haven't been the same. We've seen this happen with the Philadelphia 76ers with three or more all-stars, with Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid, and it didn't work. And we've seen this before with the 2004 Lakers, if you want to go all the way back before 2008.
They had four Hall of Famers on that team.
Shaq, Kobe.
Right, and you saw what happened with them, with just guys who were no all-stars, no max-paid players in the Pistons. And you covered that team, Rob, obviously, so you understand.
He was a cheerleader for that team.
No, I was not a cheerleader.
So this better work, because with histories of super teams, the windows are short, and it's a win now or never. And with Chris Paul being in the second year of his four-year deal, and he's going to be 38 this spring, and with Kevin Durant being 34, soon to be 35 in September, and the no bench that they have left on the Suns. This better happen this year, or else it will never happen.
And you mentioned Chris Paul. I mean, that's the perfect example. He's not getting young. He's not going to be better next year, right? He's not going to get better. Chances are he could be worse, and we know injuries, but just by natural of aging process. So I think you're right. I think people who are automatically trying to give them a pass on this year. I don't think that it's about, and it doesn't mean now somebody gets hurt, all bets are off. But we're talking about if they're healthy, there's no reason they shouldn't come out of the West.
Right. Well, I will say that the balance that does work with this is the fact that they have two aging superstars and they have two budding superstars.
Right.
So that's the balance that we've learned in how super teams can work. And so with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton as the two younger ones that I'm talking about, not like the 99 Rockets with three guys Pippen and Barkley and Olajuwon together and just expecting to win with their hands on the Larry O'Brien trophy in the preseason.
And is everything okay with Ayton and the organization? We know there was the contractual stuff. We know last year had some issues with Coach Monty Williams. And then at times, sometimes he's looked great. At other times, he's looked a little bit disengaged. Is everything good with him? Is he just a moody guy or what?
Ayton is actually really, really happy in Phoenix. He's from the town by way of the Bahamas. His family's here in Phoenix, where I'm based. And he's feeling good about where he's at. He's averaging a career high 19 points a game. And he's still shooting at a high clip, you know, close to 60%. And when he comes into the post-game conferences, he's always happy to speak with everybody. He doesn't seem like he's really, really disengaged. He seems like he's comfortable where he is, and he's progressed every year as a top five center in the league, and a traditional center at that.
Right.
So I feel like they've basically invested the future in him. And I'm surprised that they didn't ship him off. Obviously, he has the right to veto any trade because of his restricted free agency clause that he can do that after January 15th for a year. But he's still loving Phoenix, and he wants to be a Sun, and I think he'll still remain a Sun, and he'll finish his career as part of the Ring of Honor for this team.
How about Monty Williams and the way people – you know, look at him. I mean, everybody, again, penciled that championship in when they were up 2-0. And, you know, all the glowing stuff about Chris Paul, about Monty Williams, about Devin Booker. I mean, it was like they had written all these movies and books and how great they were and all this. And obviously it didn't happen. How important is it for Monty if he can't get this to work?
It's something where Monty has always been a spiritual man. He doesn't look at it as a failure. He looks at it as something where it's a progression in the right direction for the team. He wants to be long-term in Phoenix. He said it from the jump that he wants to finish his career as a coach here. And he's proven early on that he's going to be that for a long time. And him and James Jones have a really strong relationship. I believe with the new owner, Matt Ishbia, he's willing to invest to keep Monty. And I think that Monty is definitely, if he doesn't win this, then he has a lot to build and work with down the line. And I think he can end up being a long-term coach like John McLeod was for so many years here.
You know what? It sounds good. I can't. Not with a new owner. I can't believe that. If they don't win with Kevin Durant and what they did, you think Monty Williams is going to be the coach forever there?
It doesn't have to be forever. I can say it's a long time. I can say that, you know, he could end up
being... I'm just saying because of the new owner. You know, like, people want to bring in their own... He didn't hire Monty Williams.
No, he didn't. You're right. He didn't hire him, but I can see where if this doesn't work with this many pieces... they could basically move Monty into some other role like Con Fitzsimmons did, even though Con Fitzsimmons was the one that came in early into this franchise's history and ended up being a GM and moving back to a coaching role. But I could see where Monty does something else in the organization if it doesn't work, because he means so much to the organization and he's done so much so quickly within his first 3-4 years here. And so being a coach of the year in his third year and getting them to the finals in the second year is really, really unprecedented for this franchise. So
Dana, before you go, last 2 months in Phoenix, Mikal Bridges averaged about 22 points a game. The third game with the Nets, he drops 45 on Miami on like 70% shooting. Is this guy going to be a star or maybe even a superstar in your opinion?
Brooklyn Bridges? Yeah, absolutely.
Brooklyn Bridges, I love that. Yeah, wow.
Did you hear the chant? When he dropped 45, they were yelling Brooklyn Bridges. I mean, I mean, he's closer to home along that 95 belt. He's close to his buddies. He's there with his twin Cam Johnson in Brooklyn. He's got a soft landing, basically, with his Villanova buddies, Josh Hart, and you know, Jalen Brunson, his best friends over down the street, the Madison Square Garden with the Knicks. So I feel like he was a superstar in the making. He was playing the point guard role, played the two role. He was their interchangeable guy, their Swiss Army knife, and he was their most consistent player for the Suns all year before he was traded. So he's not been held back like Kendrick Perkins said on Twitter last week.
Like that, yeah, you're not going to average 30 with that team as a young guy like that.
Right. So, I believe that Mikal Bridges was definitely a budding superstar. He was their all-star, and he played well enough to actually pull this trade off to get Kevin Durant. Because without him playing at the level that he was, they wouldn't have been able to get that trade with Brooklyn.
All right, that's our man Dana Scott, Arizona Republic. Great stuff, man.
Thanks,
we'll get
Dana,
you on
that was good.
Once
appreciate
the game
you.
Start, man.
Yeah, appreciate you all. Thank you.
All right, brother, peace. Trash talk is next. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And it is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Sean, who you trashing?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. You know I had to trash these jokers that are not entering the dunk contest. Zion, man, you hurting yourself sitting on the couch eating beignets, whatever they call, man. Get your butt out there. Show us what you're really made of, because I'm lacking something from you right now. You a superstar? Act like one. Ja Morant, you so gangster out here in these streets, but you scared to enter a dunk contest because you don't want to be embarrassed by guys like Mac McClung? You got to get out there, man. And one other guy, Anthony Edwards. Guys just got to go out there and play. Enough rest, man. It's only, you know, they might not have enough money to get out there but see just one game. What about those people that want to see you out there elevating, showing off, man? You could do Adam Sandler movies. You could do a dunk contest. I'm out.
Well said. Well said.
Sean came with fire, Chris.
You gangsta, you ain't afraid to go in the dunk contest.
That's right. 877-99 on Fox. You want to jump in? Let's go to Cheese in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Cheese, who you trashing?
Rob, I'm trashing you with your hate intel. You hate on everybody that's with great success. You hated on the Kansas City Chiefs. You hated on LeBron. How come every time a greatness happens, you got to pee on their parade, Rob? Maybe because you wasn't great at anything. Hey, Rob, one other thing, too. Your girl likes cheese, and she says she likes it, too.
I don't even know.
All right. Thanks, Cheese.
All right. That's Cheese. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Chris, anybody on your radar? I told you what I was trashing earlier.
Go ahead. Give yours again.
You know, just the way that people decide who's parting when coaches get fired, who's parting ways and who's getting canned or fired or thrown out, you know, like just I'm always curious as to, you know, who and why it's worded certain ways. And teams I know are trying to be nice. And that's like when coaches say, Chris, you know, I want to spend time with my family. And then 3 months later, they're getting another job. You know what I mean? Like,
Right, just
be honest. You got fired. Didn't work out. It's okay.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm going to trash the NBA All-Star game.
What? Chris trashing the league? The association?
The game. Y'all got to get it together, man. And it's players, it's the league, it's the commissioner. Y'all got to get this thing right. All right? Nobody, Rob, we talked to Antonio Daniels yesterday. Everybody we talked to yesterday was like, we get it. The first three quarters aren't going to be that competitive. But it never got competitive. The fourth quarter was just as bad as the first three.
They were just stepping aside, Chris. It was so bad. It was awful.
Who was it that said, I can't remember, one of our guests said, the league was embarrassed. It was Tony Jones in Utah.
Yes.
It was embarrassing. They're better than this. These are the best players in the world. And, Rob, what we always, I mean, I guess they went so soft that you can't get hurt that way, but we always hear athletes say, when you don't play hard, that's when you have a better chance of getting hurt.
Right, if you don't go full speed.
You can still come down wrong on somebody's foot or something like that. So, it give us something. That's all I'm saying. The dunk contest was great with Mac McClung. I would like to see the better names get into that. I'd love to see Ja, Zion, Zach LaVine back in it. Maybe Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's not that old. He's only like 27, just like LaVine. I'd like to see them in it with McClung. But I just, Rob, it's such a great game historically, and it's a fun weekend. And I don't like them to close it out with such a bad game like that.
No doubt. Let's squeeze in one more if we can. Kimmy in PA, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Just want to blast LeBron James, Hall of Fame menace to society. There's a reason the media didn't come to him and ask for comment about Jerry Jones. The whole country is trying to heal for a couple of years, and we have this lame brain bigot talking about the NFL is a bunch of old white men that are our owners. What's wrong with that? Does he hate white men or old people? Or ask Mrs. McCaskey. Ask Steve, the owner of the Seattle Seahawks. and ask Mrs. Pegula in Buffalo. He's an ignorant bigot.
All right, wow. Kimmy. Going hard on LeBron.
Words. Wow. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Sorry, a couple people we couldn't get to you, so we appreciate it. Next week, Chris, at this time on second hour.
It's always the second hour of the show now, so get ready, understand that. But it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We have 1 hour left, and there's plenty to get to. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83. Rob, third hour of the show. More NBA talk. We've been talking about Chris Paul wanting to get a ring, but who else would you like to see win a ring?
Patrick Ewing. Oh, I think it's too late.
I don't think that's happening. We out. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.